Thank you so much for being willing to put in some extra hours on this. I know it's been a long day, but I think the client will really appreciate the extra measures we're taking to ensure the success of this project. So thank you again for being willing to stay late. I was looking over the spreadsheets and I had a few concerns. I've highlighted them on your copy and on the spreadsheet. Yeah, that's where I want you to look. Yeah. Okay. Now see item 13. We need to give that some more attention. I think we can cut that number. You're not looking at the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet. I know it's been a long day and we're both tired, but let's just get through this, okay? Right. Okay. Yeah. I think... Yes, I do think we work well together. That's why I think this project has been so successful, is because we do work very well together. I know. Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, sometimes working with you doesn't feel quite like work. I mean, that didn't come out right. Just, I enjoy working with you, and it's a pleasant way to pass the time. It rarely feels like an arduous task, even if the task is indeed arduous. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you feel the same way. Yeah. Yeah, no, I do too. I do too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, let's get back to the budget here. I really think that Sorry, I got distracted. Yeah, no, you just rolled your sleeves up. It's it's a thing. Sorry. Now it's my turn to be embarrassed. Okay. Okay. Yeah. No. Okay, fine. I'll sit down. Yeah, I'll sit down next to you right there. Okay. Yeah. No, I am. I can see quite clearly. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Back to the budget. Okay. So, where were we? Line 13. I think that if we go with a different vendor for this item, that we can cut the expenditures. And I think that for this portion of the contract, we'll come in under budget. Yeah. You're doing it again. Yes, you are. Don't give me that. You don't know what you're doing. You're staring at me. And you're... Gosh. I can feel my face. I'm blushing, aren't I? Yeah, okay. I guess I cannot hide that, so I will own it. Yes, that makes me blush to have you staring at me. Well, because we're supposed to be working. And you're looking at me like that. Like what? You know, like what? Look. Okay. I'm just going to lay my cards on the table here. We're both adults. You know, neither one of us, we're in uneven ground professionally. You know, we're teammates. No one's superior. There's no reason why we can't just be honest with each other. You're going to make me say it, aren't you? God. Okay, yeah, so, all right. I crossed my legs twice. Now you're staring at my legs. You're enjoying this a little too much, I think. Yeah, I think that Cheshire grin on your face tells me that you know exactly what you're doing. Either you are really naive or just the consummate gentleman. I'm going to go with the latter. And I'm going to appeal to your sense of decorum when I tell you that I don't blush every time a man stares at me. If I did, I'd be red-faced all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm flushed because you are staring at me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I like it. Yeah, I guess I am breathing a bit more heavily. That is typically what people do when when they're aroused. Yeah. I mean, when you rolled your sleeves up. Oh, I don't know what it is about that. It just... But then you just started staring at me, and I let myself wonder if perhaps the feeling was mutual. What feeling? You know what feeling. I'm very attracted to you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very. I've not said anything because I really wasn't sure if the feeling was mutual, but sitting in this conference room, I think I've confirmed my suspicions. Am I right? Well, oh fuck! You can see my nipples through my blouse, can't you? Yes, that's the effect you have on me. Why do you think I always stand with my arms crossed when we talk in the hallway? You just thought I was naturally defiant? No. Yeah. Would you like to see them without the obstruction of my blouse? You would. Well, come unbutton it. There's nobody here. That's better. You seem, shall I say, appreciative of the view? Yeah. Come here. Kiss me. Oh, I've been waiting to do that since the day you joined our team. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, in the interest of workplace equality, I really think your shirt should be undone as well. Let me help you with that tie. And these buttons. Oh, that's much better. What do you mean it's unfair? Fine. And then I'll take my bra off. Would you like me to help you pick that jaw up off the floor? It's a hell of a view out of this conference room, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I love the 17th floor. It's got the best view of the city. You know, if we just turn these lights off. Oh, look at that view. Come here. I need to feel you. Let me feel you. Oh, it's so hard. Is that for me? Yes. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, fuck. You know, there's something I've always wanted to do in this conference room. Yeah, come here. Come over to the window. No one can see us. The lights are off. I think if you pull my skirt up a little bit, you'll be pleasantly surprised. Oh, I may or may not have slipped them off when I went to the ladies' room the last time we took a break. Yeah. Oh. Come here. I need to free that clock. I need to see. You're beautiful. And oh, so firm.
What did I? Oh. I've always wanted to have sex against this window. I was trying to think of a more delicate way to put it, but I really couldn't think of one. What do you say? Well, you fuck me from behind, looking out over the city. I thought so. Oh, the class is cold. Yeah. Oh, you feel so good against my ass. Grab my abs. Yeah. Oh, just grind against me a little. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Yeah, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, so good, so deep, so good. Yeah. What are you? Oh my god. Oh, fuck, I like that. Oh, yeah. Oh. No, just stay here. Stay inside me. Just. Yeah. Put your chin on my shoulder and just look at the traffic below. Tiny, twinkling lights. They have no idea what's going on over their heads. Promise me we'll do that again. Yeah.